The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
If you have a case for the Court of Public Opinion, head over to the free Odyssey app. You can click on send a voice message, leave a message that way, and maybe you'll hear your case on the air. You can also call the studio 585-252-9233. We have Angela on the phone this morning. Angela, what is happening?
So my 43-year-old daughter, she's had some tough times financially, and over the years she's asked me quite a few times for a loan. In total, it's been a few thousand dollars.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And she has yet to pay any of it back.
Honestly, as a mom, did you expect her to pay any of it back? Or were you counting on that? Or were you kind of like, I'll probably never see this money again?
Well, I guess I was expecting her not to pay it back.
Gotcha.
She is my daughter, but
yep.
Right.
Something happened recently that I feel like maybe she should pay some of it back. So she recently asked for money, and I don't mind helping, but she just posted pictures of her family at Disney World, and we know how expensive that is.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
What?
And I never ask why she needs the money. She's my daughter.
Right.
No, I don't ask, why do you need help?
Oh.
I assumed maybe she's behind on some bills.
Well,
I mean, listen, she's a nurse. She does make a good living. So I want to know if I'm being too judgmental of what my daughter needs this money for. I mean, seeing those pictures, I thought, geez.
Raised some red flags there, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the mama money train, woo-woo, is off the tracks.
Think it's stopping now?
I would never. That is terrible. First of all, not even your mom has to see the pictures before she even knows.
Right.
You have money. Enough to go to Disney World, you should not have to borrow money from your mother. That
well, I think the loan paid for that trip to Disney World.
Clearly.
Yes.
And is it a loan? Now, I would say yes. Now, I want that money back.
So,
because I'm the meanest mom,
okay.
I guess.
So, the question is, should the daughter be paying that money back? Is
yes.
that the question?
Yes.
All right. Court of Public Opinion, what do you think? 252-9233. If you have a case for the Court of Public Opinion, head over to the free Odyssey app. Just click on voice message. You can let us know what's going on there or call the studio 252-9233. Angela checked in this morning. She said she loaned her daughter some money, not the first time. Over the years, it's a total of a couple thousand dollars, and then saw pictures of her daughter at Disney World. And apparently, they didn't have the conversation why she needed the money.
Right.
Maybe it was a simple, hey, mom, can I borrow blank number of dollars?
Well,
my first question would have been, what's going on? What do you need it for?
Right.
Car broke down. Absolutely. Need to get some implants, dental implants, whatever. I don't know. You know, stuff happens in life. But Disney?
To me, if you're asking mom for money, that means, because over the years, it started like my senior year. I would borrow money from my dad.
Yeah.
And I always had to pay that back. Every dollar.
Yeah.
And trust me, he kept track of every single dollar. And we have calls on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Court of Public Opinion. What do you think?
Absolutely. Got to pay mom back. I'm in the same situation. The kids are giving me $2,000 from their tax return every year.
Really? Because you had to loan money.
Yep.
And I think it's our job as parents. Like, I don't think mama's doing them any favors by just giving her free money. Even though we're older, I think our parents are still teaching us things, aren't they? So if I keep going to this money tree and never have to pay it back.
Are you charging them interest?
No, I'm not.
All right, so you're
soft-hearted. But there again, I'm at the point now where they're old enough. They're adults. They need to stand on their own 2 feet.
That's right.
Got
All
it.
Right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Bye.
All right. Text messages coming in 252-9233. I don't think the mom's being petty at all. I guess I would like to know how she asked for the money. See, that's the key. If it was just, if there was no conversation about what she was doing with the money, then I don't know that you can, you know, like feel hurt or like stabbed in the back of some kind. But I do think she should pay it back. If the word loan was used, you got to pay it back.
And she did use the word loan.
Right.
And
but she hasn't paid any, quote, loans back ever.
Which kind of makes mom an enabler.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for mama to put her foot down. And like that father who just called in, Maybe it's their tax return every
year. Take some payments.
Maybe it'll take years to pay back, but at least there's some intention there. So, yes, pay mama back.
I kind of feel bad about something. And TJ, again, I have to apologize to you.
For what?
I recorded some audio off your phone from last night at your house.
Oh.
Let me just play it for the folks.
Clerk, rattle, rattle, have a clerk. You pluck him, rattle, beast, jerk off,
in the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity.
I love that scene.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Now, there are those of us who do work well together with yes. our spouse and those who don't.
That's exactly how I imagined things went at your house last night. What did you guys work on? What was
all
the project?
All we had to do was assemble a bed frame. Okay.
So that came in a box.
Shelves. Yes.
Had all the screws and nuts Allen wrenches.
Stupid Allen wrench. You had to put the whole stinking thing together with an Allen wrench.
Right.
And it's like the size of your pinky. You know, so you're like, oh, it's so frustrating. But A, I didn't want to put it together last night. Steve had been this is first you assess the situation because you know your spouse more than they know themselves. I'm like, first of all, you haven't had dinner. You've been working all day and it's going to be dark soon, which means my son has like a light in his bedroom. It was for his bedroom. So it's going to be dark in there. It's hot. It was hot last night.
You didn't want to do this last night.
No.
At 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I can do it this weekend when you guys are off on a fishing trip. I can take my time.
Right.
And I can put this together. Oh, no. I'm not going to have time this week. We're going to do it right now. So first of all, I knew it wasn't going to go well right out of the gate. And boy, was I right. It started off crazy. Where's the O? The O is supposed to connect to the N. Is this a 2 or a 3?
I don't know why.
Where's the Allen wrench?
Maybe this is a dude thing. I get so frustrated with those projects.
Because the directions are terrible.
Like, I don't lose my temper over anything but that.
Yeah.
Working on stupid projects like that. Just see?
It's
you
tedious.
See how I got angry
it's
right
tedious.
There just thinking about it?
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. And he's getting mad at me because I'm staring at the manual. He's like, stop looking at the manual. Just look at the front picture. I'm like, I'm trying. This went on and on.
You
and
made
on.
It through though, right? You guys are still a couple this morning.
Our alarm went off at 3:30 for both of our jobs.
Yeah.
We went to bed. Our head hit the pillow at 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God.
And Steve looks over at after hours.
3 hours to put together a bed?
Hours.
Wow.
And he looks at me and he's, hey, see, that wasn't that bad. And I was like, are you kidding me?
DJ, you have to be quiet.
Why?
Don't scare it away.
Oh.
Shh.
What the heck?
Don't, you scared it away. What are you doing? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
What are we doing?
We were doing a dramatic recreation of what happened. I believe it was in Parenton last week. Somebody posted over on Reddit, hey, I was driving past and they had an address. There's like a sheep farm out there. Mm-hmm. And there was like 30 people. And they posted a picture. There was dozens of people standing on the edge of the road, staring across the field. Some of them had binoculars. Some of them had cameras. And the Redditor was like, anybody know what's going on? Like thinking something's going down. Were the cops chasing somebody?
Yeah, what are they looking at?
It was birders.
Ah.
And there must be some birder website or Facebook group or something that told all these people that a crested caracara was hanging out in our neck of the woods. And it was a big deal. And when I say big deal, these things are normally living down in Texas.
Oh.
So how did they end up here? Why did they end up here? What are they doing while they're up here? Who are they hanging out with? So many questions that the birders had.
Oh my gosh. Was it alone? Is it here with its family?
Exactly. Apparently it's hanging out with a bunch of vultures.
What?
And the vultures left and it left with them. So, you know, he's kind of crossing some boundaries here.
Yeah, he hung out with the wrong crowd.
Now
he's down with the dirty vultures.
There you go.
In no man's land up here.
Yeah.
And he's not even supposed to be up here.
So, you know, all the birders got together to get their photographs and get their sightings and check that one off in a little box.
Yeah. Birders are the same, in my opinion, as train peepers. The train people. Now, train people, I see you because I live by the train tracks.
Yeah.
And so there is an old restaurant that sits on the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been
empty. Like an old depot kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, okay.
But it's been empty, but there's always people parked in that parking lot. And my son finally is like, why are there always people there? It's not even a business. I go, they're waiting for the train.
Yeah.
They sit in their car. And then when the train comes, they get out of their car. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why some trains are more interesting than others. I sit there and watch them all the time because I'm stuck. But to me, right. I don't see the beauty of the train.
I am this close to becoming one of those guys.
The train peeper?
This close.
Why? What would you find fascinating about it?
I don't know. They're huge and they...
Well, yeah.
They're like a mile long and very powerful and feats of engineer. I don't know why.
But what are you doing? You're taking pictures like...
Let me tell you, driving home from the ranch down there and rolling through Hornell, there's some giant railroad tracks that roll through there.
Yes.
And don't they build... They build like subway cars and stuff.
Yes. It's an old, it's a railroad town.
Yeah.
Alstom built rail cars. So the... It's an old railroad town.
I was coming home and there was a train next to me going almost the same speed for quite a distance. It was, I almost pulled over and took a picture, but I didn't.
My grandpa was an engineer on the railroad. My uncle was an engineer on the railroad.
It's definitely a dude thing.
Like it has.
I'm sure there's a lady somewhere that's into that, but
she's like, hey, wait, there's me.